Mishal Malachim Sweet his friend, and she should be a specialist for Minor Shiku, Shmas, our sister Basim Shmuel. Echeb Fego Bas Michal of his Basib, Bus Victoria Silo Vida, Wish Namah Toshal Israel, Erechov Kimo Pasuk Vav, and is based in the Torah Morba Rabbi, Agon Agado. Reminds it Sav, Love Hashem Lokech, Shmuel Bilam, Biafo Hashem Lokech, Lachas Haklal, Lebrocha, Kehev Hashem Lokech, Kosh Baruch, who didn't want to listen to Bilam, and he transformed the Hashem, your God, transformed the curse into a blessing, because Hashem, your God, loves you. So Lechor, it's difficult to understand why it's written over here, this whole thing. What's the point of the parasha that's trying to say, why aren't Ammon and Moab, or Moab, why aren't Moab allowed to marry into the Jewish people? And the answer is, because they hired Bilam to curse you. So why is it important to stick in, but God didn't listen to Bilam and he transformed the curse into a blessing because he loves you. This is already asked by the Parshas Terachim in the 10th Drush, Torah Tumim over here. Others, Vayein od b'kli akarkan shekshah ma shekatuv vayafoch. What does it mean, he transformed? How is it possible that a klala can be a bracha? So, you can say that instead of the klala, there was a bracha. But how is the klala itself a bracha? How is the klala itself transformed to a bracha? What does that mean? So Rabbeinu speaks about that in the previous inyan. We gave over part of it, anyway. A very, very long inyan. So what's pshat that the klal itself was a bracha? How does the klala turn into a bracha? Instead of the klala, there was a bracha. Not that the klal itself is a bracha. Not that Hashem transformed. He said a klal and Hashem made it into a bracha. How does that work? Klal is not a bracha. Instead of the klala, he gave a bracha. At the beginning of the passage, he says, "Lo aval Hashem lekech l'shmo abilam." God didn't want to listen to Bilam. Targum unkelus v'lo avi Hashem lekech lekavala min Bilam. Hashem didn't want to accept it from Bilam. That was klapi etzem aklala shelo niskavla yidei Hashem lekech. God didn't accept the klala. So that we can say, he wasn't makabel the klala. Lo aval Hashem lekech l'shmo abilam. He didn't accept the klala. Then it says, "Nesefa v'yafoch." What do you mean by Yafuch? Has it shaykh that from a klala bracha is going to come? And anyway, Balavachi, we have a steer in the pasuk. At the beginning it says he didn't listen. He didn't listen. He prevented the klala. And then he says he did listen. He just made it into a bracha. So the chora, it's two different things. What's the Kliyakar asks in Hedrin 105b? From his brachas, you know what was in his heart. He wanted to say they shouldn't have batei kinesis about the midrashas. Matov alecha Yaakov. So you see from the bracha what he intended. When he blessed their batei midrashos, you know that he didn't want them to have batei midrashos. When he said they're going to have shechina, he didn't want them to have shechina. When he blessed them that their malchus should be continue, he didn't want them to have malchus. And Rabbi Abba says they all return to klal except for about the kinesios and about the midrashas, as it says ve'afach Hashem lokecha chasek klal lebracha ki evach Hashem lokecha klala v'lo klalos. Only the one klala became a bracha, but the rest of them actually were curses. But the question is, how does Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana know we're talking about the about the kinesios and about the midrashas? Where do you see that only the about the midrashas and about the kinesios remained a bracha and not in the other parts? And Batsamin in the Rif and Yankov already asks, I don't understand. He transforms the klal into a bracha and then they return to a klal. But he never was makal of them. Read the parasha, there was no klal, there was only a bracha. And not that he was thinking in his heart, Dvaram Shebelei Veinam Dvaram, Ayin Shemedivre Arif. So it appeared that we could explain as possible as follows. It says, Moreinu Rabbeinu, Secher Tzadik Levracha, that the Yesod Kocha Shel Bilam Beklala. What was the Yisod of Bilam's Koch, the curse? He was Davuk B'ra, and therefore he could only see the Ra in a person. And therefore he could be poil that what's mischayev from this ra is going to come on the person. Since the person's ra, he's going to get ra, he's going to get evil. Because if Bilam would see the whole picture, there'd be no room for klala. Because the person in his totality isn't necessarily worthy of klala. But if he only sees the bad, then he's worthy of klala. Brachas 7a, he knew the fraction of a second Hashem gets angry. And then he'd be makala. And the klala would be chal. Also, why does Hashem get angry every day? Because there's so much ra. So Bilam connects to that ra, and mikoch that he curses. And that's what the Koisev then Yankov explains. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kois Berega Kememre on the ra that has no good in the world. That's Bilam's Ayin Ra. Bilam has an evil eye like we see in Abbas 5:19. Rashi says from the Pasuk Ve'ar Yisrael Yisrael Yoshe Shochein L'Shvatav Shebikesh L'Hachnitz Be'am Ayin Ra. Because his Riyah was on the Ra. And that's what he wanted to put in the in Bnei Yisrael. Ra, Ra, Ra. Ya'kol mikoch shu atzmo ha'isa lo ayin ra. Shirak l'ra ha'ita Riyato. He saw the Jews dwelling with their tribes. He wanted to give them an ayin ra. He wanted to put his ayin ra in the Jewish people. That's Bilam. The Rambam, according to this, the Yekoach of Bilam was lef'olat ha'mitchayev al adam, to activate what is supposed to, what a person deserves. But he only was poel that she'yachol ha'mitchayev mitzad ha'ra, what's supposed to come in a person from the side of evil. And that it says, v'yafrich Hashem elokecha sabracha l'klola, ki ha'hevucha Hashem elokecha. Shamnam chal rashi ratza Bilam lefol al ha-mitchayev, et ha-mitchayev. It was poil. And since l'maisa raya, now it says mahus. When he was poil, what was mischayev, what was the person deserved, he was poil on the tzad hara. That's what he looked at, that was him. But since God loves you, ha-hevecha Hashem alaykecha adarav, Hashem sees the tov of Yisrael. Lo hibidavin v'yakov, lo ramal v'yisrael, doesn't see the evil. So Bilam was successful. He was polo and the Jewish people what was mischayev land, what they deserved. But on the tzad hatov, because God only sees the good of the Jewish people. That was what God did at this time because he loved us. He saw the good. Not mitzad the ra, mitzad hatov, koratzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the tzad hara wasn't included. Ki hevecha Hashem elokecha. Hashem only looked at the tzad hatov, the good side. Mitzad echad, it says, "Lo avah Hashem lokecha l'shmo Bilam." He didn't want to be pinele ra karatzin Bilam. Even though there was ra, but he didn't want to turn to that ra. He didn't want to look at the ra. But the koach remained, and Hashem didn't want to be poel the koach karatzin Bilam l'klal. Never v'yafach Hashem lokecha l'cha. So, in other words, Hashem took the koach. Bilam is a koach. He took Bilam's koach. He took the fastball, the 95-an-hour fastball, and he turned on it. You hit it when you make contact with that ball, it goes in the other direction very fast. So Bilam had a lot of power. He threw a fastball, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu used that koach kibiyachol, and he turned it into a bracha. He was called a bracha mitzad the koach of Bilam. Bilam used his koach for ra, and Hashem took that raw power, raw energy, and transformed it into good. That's what it means vayafich. He transformed. It's not two separate things, the bracha and the klala. He took the koach that was in the klala and he turned it into a bracha. Because he looked at the good. It says in the Gemara, everything was transformed back into a curse. Because now the Jews were going to get what they deserved in Tzad HaRa. When there was a Hevecha Hashem Elokecha, God loves you. So God took the pu'ula of Ra and turned it into Tov. When they sinned, and there was no more Ayukei Evecha Hashem Elokecha, and now they're not going to get the Koach of Tov anymore. Till now, Hashem was Poel Mikoach HaTov. But now they're not shaykh to that, because they lost that love of Hashem because of their sins. Of course, Hashem always loves us, but the love is not evident when we're sinning, obviously. So we still have that energy of Bilam, that raw energy, and it's no longer used for good. Now it goes back to bad. Therefore, all the brachas were turned into klalas. It says in the Gemara, Lashon Yachid, that Hashem turned the klal into a bracha, not klalas. Because one bracha remained a bracha. So the pasuk begins, V'ahava Hashem Elokecha l'shmo al-bilam. He didn't want to listen. I mean, he didn't want to listen to take the tzad hara. So what did Hashem do? He took the koach of Bilam, the power of Bilam, and then he used it for the good. And then he brought good on the Jewish people. But there was still that raw energy from Bilam. But then Chazal and Radaik in the Pasuk, and then Vayter Ve'afach Hashem L'kech L'chasek Klal L'bracha, so Pashpshat, is that he took that raw energy and he transformed all the curses into bracha, meaning that raw energy of curse turned into bracha. However, they ended up all returning to klala, except for one. And that's the diuk in the pasuk, ve'afach Hashem elokecha l'chaz ha'klala l'bracha. Only the klala, not all the klalas. So it's true that God didn't want to listen to Bilam. God didn't want to listen to Bilam, and since he didn't want to listen, meaning he didn't want to see only the tzad hara, he wanted to see the tzad hatov. So he used the power of Bilam's words, and he made it into a bracha. Instead of seeing the ra, it turned into tov. Bilam had an ayin ra, and therefore he wanted to curse, but he wasn't able to. Because Hashem used that power and he turned it into something good. But they all went back to klala, except for one. That's why the pasuk says, Ve'afuch Hashem l'chaz ha'klala l'bracha. What is ha'klala? In other words, there was one where it was completely transformed. Where Bilam's power was completely absent. It wasn't just that God was using the power of Bilam. He was taking the Bilam's negative energy and using it for the positive. God didn't want to listen to Bilam for the negative. So therefore, he turned it into something positive. Then the Gemara's Medayek, the mice, they all went back because it says in the Pasuk, Klala. So now the Gemara's Diuk is, it's only one Klala turned into a Bracha, and when it turned, it means it was totally transformed. It was totally transformed into a bracha. There was no power of Bilam left. And since there was no power of Bilam left, even when the Jews sin, so it's not going to turn back into a klala. So the Bozo understood on two levels. First, God didn't want to listen to use the power to look only at the bad. And therefore, he transformed that into good. He used that energy, the negative Bilamic energy, and made everything into a bracha. And then Chazal HaMedayek, right there, that they all went back to klala, because it says only Ve'afuch Hashem L'chaz HaKlala bracha, meaning that on another level, there was one klala that Hashem didn't use his energy at all. He just made it a complete bracha. And that's HaKlala, the curse. What's the biggest curse? The most chamor. The Bate Midrashios and Bate Knesios, that Bilam wanted to be Mevatel. So therefore Chazal learned that that's talking about that klala. And that klala was a bracha and didn't turn back. Because there God didn't use any of Bilam's power. There Hashem just went straight and gave us a bracha. Bilam, instead of Bilam cursing, he blessed. And that was it, but there was none of Bilam's negative energy was there. So that remained a bracha. Even after the Jews lost Hashem's love, they sinned. Now we understand why this is said here in the parasha, because the Chor, it's difficult to understand it. Understand, it says, Vashiyasachar Alecha. And that's why Moab is usher to the Jewish people, because they hired Bilam. Problem is, we see in Bereishis, that Yosef says to his brothers, yeah, you thought bad, but it ended up being good. So everything is cool. So here also, everything ended up being good, so all is cool. What's the problem? Rav Chaim there says, there's a long Kli Chemed about this, we discussed this in the past, a lot of Torah about it. When you want to do something bad, but you're not successful, you're not chayiv. So Ammon and Moab, only a bracha came. When Moab hires Bilam to curse, a bracha came. So what do you want from their life? They did good for the Jewish people. So why is there an onesh? Of course, you have a problem with the Gemara Nazir and Daf Chav Gimel, that a bad machshava you do get punished for. That's already, that's what we've discussed in the past. Some of these farm talk about that. According to the Orachaim HaKadosh, if something good came out of it, so then you're pater. Of course, you have a machalik between a goy, Yiv's Chayv al machshava, Yisrael's only Chayv al maisa. Could also be, and therefore, that's why they're Chayv. Because the al-atzakum der chayv al-machshava. You also mean mechalik between an onesh al-maisa and a gilui tchuna, as it's expressed in a maisa. And that's the yisodi surim b'chasnus. In other words, you see this negative tchuna. So that's why they're going to be elsewhere in a chinami. You're not necessarily going to punish them for the maisa, but for the quality that they have, this negative character trait. Yesh laharich v'zeh. So on this it says in the pasuk, v'loy ova. God didn't want. וכאן התבהר שיסוד הכלל הנשאר, רק ולא אהבה יש כאן, שהידי ברכת השם לא חלה הכללה. ויש לזה גם תוצאות למעשה, כמובן בגמר בסנהדרין, שכולם חזרו לכללה. ונמצא שאומנם כן פגעו ויזיקו בני ישראל. Don't say they didn't hurt the Jewish people. Yes, they did. That's why it says this pasuk over here. We're trying to explain why are Ammon and Moab, or at least Moab, not allowed to enter into the Jewish people? Why are they not allowed to marry him? Because they hired Bilam. Yeah, but everything turned into a bracha. What's the problem? The answer is no. He said a bracha, but it all turned back into klala because of his negative energy. The negative energy was used to make a bracha. For the positive, Hashem looked at the good. But then when they lost Hashem's favor, now it turned back into klala. And that's why they're not allowed to marry into the Jewish people. והדברים נפלאים מאירים כספירים. משמחי לב ומרניני נפש. גוואלדיק. All right, מר והבויסאי. We have a סך, a סך וסרדן. This parasha, this is such a huge, major parasha. Oh, so much great Torah in this parasha. It's like... And I wish, and a part of me wishes that Parashas Kisetze was like a whole year long. He's had a whole year long to learn this parasha. Because it's so super geschmack. There's so many mitzvahs. And each mitzvah, the whole, you can write svarim on each mitzvah, you know what I mean? People do. So God should give us life and health that we should continue being mamik in this parasha and all the parashas. And especially in this inyan that we just learned now is very fascinating. You know, Bilam and the Klolas and the now lending Ammon more into the nation. Okay, so please stay tuned for more. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.